Reeds were used for many functions in Bible times, including measuring rods and walking sticks. On the cross, Jesus was offered sour wine and a sponge on the end of a reed. In Matthew chapter 12, Matthew is describing Jesus the servant by quoting Isaiah 42. Let's just look at one small verse in the middle of his quote. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory. Let's just focus on the bruised reed. What does this really mean? We get a hint from 2 Kings 18:21, where Assyrian general Rabshakeh was berating King Hezekiah in Jerusalem by saying, "Now behold, you trust in the staff of this bruised reed, Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him." A reed is a hollow tube, just a little bit like bamboo. And as a tube, it's quite strong. But if the tube is bruised or slightly damaged, it's significantly weakened and may bend or fracture or splinter. Damaged reeds were either thrown away or deliberately snapped at the bruise so they could not be used anymore. Because if you lean on a bruised reed, you can't trust it, and it may even injure you. We understand the Bible is saying that a person who is damaged or unreliable is a bruised reed. Society tends to cast them aside and treat them as worthless. But Jesus doesn't see people like that. He loves us all, he sees the potential in us all, and is willing to trust us, even if we are bruised. He can and will heal and restore even someone who is a bruised reed.